Biz Dash Bob. There's a reason there's a dash there, because he dashes just everywhere. He is a certified QuickBooks Pro advisor, and since, what, 90-something percent of small businesses use some kind of Intuit product, including QuickBooks? I can't talk today. I don't know what it is. Anyway, we're going to talk a little import-export, and this has nothing to do with China, right?
That's true. There's no taxes on this.
All right.
It can just be a little taxing sometimes to do it the right way. And by the way, Biz Dash Bob was really because I'm so dashing.
That's true. I forgot that.
Yeah,
part.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to remember that part.
All right. So tell us about importing and exporting, because I learn a little bit from you every time we visit, because I'm on your once a month kind of plan. And I learn little things, and you may be shocked that I actually remember them. But the import-export thing can get a little dicey if you don't know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, you got to understand that import-export, just as QuickBooks comes out of the box, is mainly for your lists, customer lists, your vendor lists, your chart of accounts, your items and services that you might sell to people. Those can be exported from other systems or even other QuickBooks, cleaned up in an Excel spreadsheet, and then imported into QuickBooks. Transactionally, QuickBooks doesn't really have a straightforward import. You either have to get a third-party program to do it, or you can build an IIF file, but it can be a little dicey if you're not kind of a programmer kind of person to do that. It can be very kind of technical. So, I thought it was interesting. A lot of times we talk about QuickBooks itself and what you do in QuickBooks and all that, but there is those facilities available to be able to export from other data sets and import into QuickBooks and add that to your accounting system.
So, if you want Bob to kind of come along, and in fact, you can do, it's kind of a la carte, right? You can have you visit frequently, you can have you visit every so often, kind of depending on the competency of the person who's learning, right? You can help them get through this.
That's right. Yep. I also have support agreements where you can get on a regular visit for support and that kind of stuff.
Or like cleaning up after me once a month.
There you go.
We just got better over the years. You got to admit it. Hey, where do people find Biz-Bob?
Well, he's dashing around and he's dashing. QB Bob is not, he's actually still running, but it's biz-bob.com.